This is called Need, Necessity, Delight, or a car hood for a stone boat, a washing machine for a flower pot, a pickup truck transmogrified to a specific need, or a poem, an essay. Every summer morning, at 15 minutes to 7, Jerry descends the stairs from his apartment above the garage, unlocks the store, turns off the nighttime lights, and turns on the gas pumps and the air compressor. Then moves to the lunchroom, plugs in the coffee pot, and while he waits for his morning coffee, he goes outside and wheels an ancient washing machine, the kind that is a tub on legs, the legs on casters, the wringer and the agitator long since gone, away from the side of the building and out to one end of the gas pumps. The washing machine is full of dirt, and in the dirt grow giant marigolds, yellow, orange, and red. He pinches off what blossoms may be dying, any withered leaves, does the necessary weeding, and then, if they need it, waters them with a battered galvanized can he uses to fill radiators. In Jerry's old washing machine metaphor to flower pot, I see the whole history of what I know of human art and thought. Thales and Anaximander, thinking, trying to find that one thing out of which all else comes. Pythagoras, slowly, or kablam, as in Archimedes in the tub, when he discovers a universal truth about certain kinds of triangles. Anselm and Abelard, as they debate the function of our words. Hegel and the process of our thought. Or Einstein, fingers to his lower lip, dreaming on the nature of time and space and energy. Is it ridiculous to compare Jerry's flower pot to Einstein or Hegel, Abelard or Pythagoras? They all took the old, the given, the known, and found in it something new, that satisfying, exciting, delightful leap of human sense and mind from known to unknown. Whether it is a car hood for a stone boat, a washing machine for a flower pot, a pickup truck transmogrified to a specific need, or a poem, in which a ramshackle, tumble-down, ratty pile of boards, known as a welding shop, becomes a gothic hymn to God. It is the making of a metaphor, a bridge, that leap, from known to unknown. To see the thing, not for what it is or is thought to be, but for what it could be, because you must, and must because you are driven to delight by necessity and need. That is imagination. Some people look at Judevine and only see decay because they don't remember necessity or need. The words are lost somewhere inside them, pickled in the sauce of affluence, atrophied by the tenure of security. They don't remember that the decay they see is need, and need is the ground in which necessity gives birth to the imagination. When necessity gets pickled, her child packs up and leaves, goes someplace else, where she can find her mother. Judevine is such a place. Imagination lives here because her mama lives here too. In the midst of what some people think is squalor, necessity and the imagination yield delight. Metaphors, like Jerry's flower pot, for the eternal, elemental searching of the human soul. And they bloom, because this ground is rich with need.